Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida.
Paul's list included his personal testimony of seeing the resurrected Lord. Turn, in 1 Corinthians chapter number 9, verse number 1, just a few chapters earlier, Paul made this statement. 1 Corinthians 9, verse 1. Am I not apostle? Am I not free? Have I not seen Jesus Christ our Lord? Paul the Apostle personally saw Jesus Christ. So here's the question. When did Paul see Jesus? Because Jesus ascended into heaven 40 days, we know, after his resurrection. He ascended into heaven. So when did Paul see him? I'm glad you asked. Okay, a great one. The first time, and time won't get into it, we read in Acts chapter 9, verses 3 through 9, on the road to Damascus, it was a great light shined upon him. I won't read it, but you remember the story. Lord, he first said, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And two questions was asked. You Bible students, get this. Lord, is that you? That's the first question. Lord, is that you? And then he says, Saul, why kickest against the pricks? And something happened in his life. Then he changed. Lord, what will thou have me to do? Then he said, or Lord, is that you? Then he says, Lord, what will thou have me to do? See the difference? It's conversion. Lord, is that you? Lord, what will thou have me to do? And when Paul said, I was born out of due time, this is what he's talking about. The word born out of due time is like premature, before his time. Let me give you another one where Paul talked about, not just on the road to Damascus. Paul actually mentioned, and time won't allow it, and please reference this. I got to move through this. I see a bunch of you taking notes. Galatians chapter 1, verses 11 through 18. Write this down. Galatians 1, 11 through 18. Paul talks about his time in the desert of Arabia, where he left from Damascus, road to Damascus. He wanted, if you read that, he thought about going in Jerusalem, but he didn't. He went to the desert of Arabia, and he spent two or three years there. It's in that reading there. And there he talked about learning from Christ. Paul learned from Jesus Christ himself. What a Bible class that must have been. Where did Paul get his indoctrination? How did he get Romans, where he wrote Romans and 1 Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians? Oh, that's a long time. Where did Paul get his information? From Jesus himself. He saw the resurrected Jesus, not just on the road to Damascus, which, by the way, was a bright light, the Shekinah glory. I don't think he saw him bodily. The presence of God. Remember Moses in the cleft of the rock? Lord, I want to look on you. Well, you can't see me. No man can see me because of the light. Remember? Well, I'll hide in the cleft of the rock. I'll put my hand over and you can look at my back. So remember the hind part? Remember that? And Moses came down and they had to put a veil over his face, because that Shekinah glory that fell upon Moses, this is my own personal opinion, when he saw Christ on the road to Damascus, he didn't see him what we would think bodily. Because he says a bright light. And remember, it blinded everybody. Matter of fact, his eyes were blind till Ananias came. They had to lead him to the Ananias' house. He couldn't see. Scales, because of that bright, are y'all following me? Some of y'all are looking at me like, yeah, okay. So I don't think he saw him bodily. Of course, he's the presence. I think because of he's God, very God, and the shining Shekinah glory came down in that bright light. Lord, is that you? So why are you kicking against the priest? Basically, I got something for you. Lord, what will you have me do? Then he goes to the desert of Arabia, and Jesus teaches him. 2-3 years, whatever that. Some of y'all who've already looked at that. What was that? Have y'all looked at that? It was 3 years, wasn't it? Jesus taught him. So anyway, he taught me personally. Now, as one born out of due time, born before the due date, premature. The conversion of Paul is an illustration of the rebirth of Israel as a nation. I mentioned this a couple weeks ago, and Archie Rich is not with us today. He's in Alabama. He texted me. He's there with Tumpka. There with Doug at a mission conference. Anyway, we talked about this the other night. There's only two men in the scripture who's been saved on sight. Only two. The first one was Abram. Remember, in the era of the Chaldees. God appeared to Abram in Ur of the Chaldees. He appeared, and Abram became the first Jew. It was God himself who appeared. It wasn't an angel. It wasn't a preacher. It wasn't a prophet. Jesus Christ himself appeared to Abraham. Abram at the time. Abraham believed, and it was counted to him for righteousness. He believed, saved on sight. The first Hebrew. Paul is the only other person we find in Scripture who was saved on sight like this, what we're talking about. Believed on sight. Why is that important? By the way, we're not saved by sight. We're saved by faith. Again, he was saved the same. Don't get me wrong. He was saved the same way by believing. But what I'm saying, Jesus appeared to him like he did Abraham. Why is that so important? Why did Paul say as one that was born out of due time? They were a picture of what God was doing, going to do with the Jewish nation. Abram, the first Jew, and Paul, that great Jew, became that missionary to the Gentiles, is a picture of what God was going to do, that rebirth of Israel as a nation. Converted on sight, just like the Jewish people will at the revelation of Jesus Christ. I have scriptures here and I got to quit, but let me give you a couple of them. I'll do verse number 9, 10, 11 next week. I want to give these to you so I don't leave you hanging. Real quick, Zechariah chapter number 12, verses number 10 and 13. And I will pour out upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplication. And they shall look upon me whom they pierced, and they shall mourn for him as one mourneth for his only son, and shall in bitterness mourn for him. And then it talks about in that great day, verse number 11, as in the morning in the valley of Megiddon, verse number 12, and the land shall mourn every family apart, and it goes on in chapter 13, verse number 6. And they shall say unto him, this is at the revelation of Jesus Christ when he appears to them. At the revelation, he delivers them from the Antichrist. He says, what are these wounds? They shall say, what are these wounds in thy hands? And he will say, these are they which I was wounded in the house of my friends. He's telling the Jewish people, where did you get these wounds? This is the revelation of Jesus Christ. I got him here in the house of my friends. Isaiah 66, 8. You can write these verses down and refer to them later. I promise I'm done in 2 minutes. I got to quit. Who has heard such a thing? And who has seen such a thing? Shall an earth be made to bring forth in one day? Or a nation be born at once? A nation be born at once? Yeah, absolutely. Those who look upon Jesus, of Jewish people, will look upon him who they pierced at the revelation of Jesus Christ, and they will see their Messiah who came, and they will be saved on sight. The same way Abraham was saved. The same way Saul was saved, who later became Paul. They too will be saved on sight. There's other ones I could go on and on. Let me give you one more. Romans chapter number 11, and I promise I'm quitting. I got to quit. I'm sorry, DJ. I know you want to get... And I can't wait for that choir special. I'm going to sing in the choir today. Hope I don't ruin it. Romans 11, verse number 25. But I would not hear you, ignorant brother, that you should be ignorant of the mystery, let you should be wise in your own conceit. The blindness that hence in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles come. I'll finish this next week. And so all Israel shall be saved. When? When the times of the Gentiles are over, the times of the Jews begin once again in the millennial reign of Christ. The Bible says, all Israel shall be saved. There shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. Israel will be saved as a nation. And I can't. Are y'all with me on this one? I'll look at it a little bit more because I got to quit. Next week. Come back next week, okay? And we'll dig in a little bit more. Our Father, we love you. What a great message we have here this morning about the resurrection of Jesus. All those folk who saw Jesus, that resurrected Savior. And Lord, he's coming again. And Lord, he's going to do some great things with those people called the Jews, the Israel people. And Lord, we just praise you for the word. Lord, and I pray that today do a powerful work among your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. We'll finish it next week to be continued.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.